Tonight, in cooperation with the British War Relief Society, this station is privileged to present the first of this series of recorded British songs and music, which will come to you each week at the same time. Also, as guest of the evening, that favorite of radio, stage, and screen, Eddie Cantor, is with us tonight to lead out a parade of celebrities from America's Hall of Fame, who each week at the same time will captain our salute to the gallant heroism of the British people. Night by night, month after month, into the ears of the people of England, Scotland, and Wales pour a terrifying din of battle. Bombs scream as they descend and burst into flames. Angry replies cry out from the deep throats of giant guns. It's a bitter, brutal, bestial music. It is faint yet and in the distance, for it's the music of victory, which as yet belongs to the future. Still, every heart of every Briton, old and young, soldier, sailor, and civilian worker, is beating in tune to God Save the King, sung for us now by Jeanne Dussault, leading soprano of the Sadler's Wells Opera of London, with the Symphony Orchestra of the British Broadcasting Company. When evening comes to the Isle of Britain, millions of liberty-loving families lie down to sleep in cellars and underground bomb shelters. Tonight we paid tribute to Britain's vacant firesides with Ben Jonson's fine old English ballad, Drink to Me Only with Thine Eyes. Our soloist, Maxine Sullivan. America. And so we welcome this opportunity to thank Eddie Cantor for giving unsparingly and generously of his time and talents to the cause to which our program is dedicated, the urgent need of relief for the sufferers in Britain. Mr. Cantor.
We used to think that the world was pretty big, and we also used to think, or at least we hoped, that it was getting better and better all the time. But now I'm very much afraid we are compelled to face the fact that the world is very small. Too small for the democratic nations to be allowed to live in peace. Today, Great Britain is bearing the brunt of the total war against civilians. According to daily news reports, people just like ourselves are being killed or wounded, losing their loved ones, losing their homes and all their possessions. This very instant, as I speak, a bomb is falling somewhere in England or Scotland or Wales, aimed at anything, at everything. We can, if we wish, help these brave people to survive, to live to a better and more peaceful day. We can send warm winter clothing, medical supplies, and mobile food kitchens. We can send help to them in their misfortune, which, please God, shall never come to our shores. But above all, with every helpful thing we send, goes a priceless gift. The gift of encouragement and sympathy for a gallant and courageous people. An assurance to them that we, the citizens of the greatest democracy in the world, are not blind nor indifferent to their sacrifices. One way for Americans to help and to extend the heartening assurance with everything that goes overseas from us is by aiding the British War Relief Society. And we can do it in this way, by buying and wearing one of those beautiful enameled emblems so many people are now wearing around town. The cost is trifling, $1 each for either the women's lapel pin or men's lapel button. There are few Americans, indeed, who will not wish to have a share in this cause.
Send your help for Britain by enclosing your dollar in an envelope addressed to the British War Relief Society, 730 Fifth Avenue, New York City. In return, you'll receive your British War Relief badge of sympathy with the gold lion and Britons and colors encrusted on white enamel. Tell your friends how your dollars of help are quickly translated into operating tables, hospitals, blankets, clothes, for thousands of Britain's evacuated children and other necessary help for Britain. Say whether you want the man's lapel badge or the lady's dollar dress pin. Address your contribution to the British War Relief Society, 730 Fifth Avenue, New York City, tonight. Your badge of sympathy will be mailed to you tomorrow. Just heard a program of British music and a talk by Eddie Cantor under the sponsorship of the British War Relief Society. Your announcer is John Lansing.
Depend on you, freedom remains, these are the chains, nothing can break.